Here in Chicago, I'm at the Beringer Ingelheim Area Regional Control Update Workshop here, and with me is Enrique Mendaca. And Enrique is with BI, and you're involved in the Area Regional Control Program. You're one of the, what exactly is your title there?
Yes, we are called Knowledge Manager, so we support the different areas across the United States, and yes, that's basically what we do, supporting them with the several resources we have available. And our experience in several previous ARC and new projects in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And this has been going on. I know this is the third one we've had here in Chicago, this particular workshop. How is the Area Regional Control Project going?
I think it's amazing how we have seen the emergence of new projects, several new projects. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, we have a new one. So right now, I'm not sure exactly, but perhaps we are talking about 12 or 13 projects across the United States, plus some two or three in Canada and one more in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Well, two new in Mexico projects. So, yes, the last year we have seen a lot of interest for the people, so a lot of commitment, and I think this is gaining momentum. So I think people every time is getting more involved in this kind of project. As you say, we have been doing this seminar the last 3 years. Perhaps you remember the first years, mm-hmm. it was just a small meeting room. Mm-hmm. Now, today, I think we have about 120, 130 people. So, mm-hmm. yes.
Definitely has grown. Why is this so important to Beringer Ingelheim?
Well, we want to support the industry, the port industry, because all we belong to the port industry. So whatever is happening to the producer, if it's good for them, will be good for us. If it's bad for them, automatically it's bad for us. Mm-hmm. So we want the industry to survive and doing good, because we have 20 years dealing with this problem, 20 years dealing with PERS, and it's costing at least $600 million a year, mm-hmm. only in the United States. So we want to support our clients, the industry, in doing that, all we are have the benefits for doing that.
Now, you spoke on a bioportal, a tool to understand genetic diversity in PERS. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. One of the main characteristics of PERS is exactly that huge diversity in their presentation, in their clinical presentation, but also in their genomic classification. Mm-hmm. So we can have several hundreds of different types, let's call that way, type of PERS around. And one of our main concerns is that every year we have new isolate new types, let's call that way, new types of PERS of PERS around. So every year we are facing new PERS. Mm-hmm. So with this project, project of control of PERS, what we want is to reduce the number, the frequency of those PERS isolate by regions. And not only the amount, but also the distribution of this different type of PERS by regions. And at the same time, we want to avoid the emergency of new type of PERS. Mm-hmm. So there are several things that we are working at the same time, reducing the frequency and distribution of PERS, but also trying to reduce or eliminate the presentation of new type of PERS. And with this tool, with the bioportal, we can visualize through time how these isolates or PERS of PERS are behaving by region. So we can see through time and through space, mm-hmm. how these new families or new brothers or siblings of PERS are coming into the areas. So I think this is a really, really important tool to visualize and analyze this presentation of PERS. Of course, we are in the first steps of trying to integrate this program that was originally created for foot and mouth disease, mm-hmm. how we can modify some of their features to accommodate them to this disease to PERS. So we are in the process of testing and doing the evaluations, and of course getting information from private companies in the United States, from the R project by county or by the state. So we are getting all those information, all that database that we need to analyze and to evaluate this program.
Because ultimately, the more you know about it, the better you can control it, right?
Yes, yeah, sure. The more you know, is the better you can control it. And we, whatever we learn in this project, we can bring this information, this model, we can bring that information to other people and in other areas of the United States and even in other areas of the world. So, yeah.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Enrique, here at the BIVI Area Regional Control Workshop in Chicago. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.